We intend to bring white people down from the false pedestal of white supremacy.
Go ahead.
We intend to raise black and brown and yellow people up from the false place of inferiority.
Teach.
So that when we meet as black, brown, and yellow with white, we meet as equals.
Go ahead.
There will be no master-slave relationship.
Come on. Right.
You will not force us to bow down to your will.
Teach.
We will not fight in your army, your navy, or your air force.
That's right.
We will not side with wrong.
That's right.
We will stand up for freedom, justice, and equality.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Beloved, yes, indeed. Welcome back to the podcast. This is indeed your brother Big VJ checking in. Today's conversation, we're going to shoot the bubble, right? We're going to talk a little bit about history. We're going to talk about black man. And we're going to talk about the original woman, the black woman. And we're going to talk about the devil. You know what I'm talking about? And ultimately, what I really want to just have a conversation about is our nature and our position and our morality in this country, right? Because, you know, there's a nature of being a bed wench and being the thought and being a hoe and being promiscuous that's on our people, both men and women. But here we like to have a conversation on root knowledge. Branch knowledge is cool, but it is important that we go to the root of the tree, to the root of the matter, right? When we have our conversations, you dig? We've been reading some comments, right? And I want to say thank you guys for posting your comments and your DMs, right? We check the Instagram platform and we thank you guys so much for your links that you send, and you comment a lot there. And it was the video we made. It was entitled, it was something like Black Women, All They Have to Offer Is Like Zesty Taint Pussy, something like that, right? You know, don't trip out on us. We didn't come up with that title ourselves. We just adding on to what a brother was saying, and we had a conversation about it. And those comments was interesting, though. You know what I mean? That's why we're here. Those comments were very, very interesting, and I feel as though that a lot of our brothers took that opportunity to throw black women under the bus. You dig? And not only that, it was a couple of sisters that threw sisters under the bus. You dig? And we thought that was interesting. You know, there's some sisters saying that other sisters are witches, and we got a lot of thoughts and hoes, and you know, we got a lot of that. So we're going to have a conversation on that, right? Also, what we want to put on the table is, you know, there was a brother that was offended, and he was offended because, you know, even though a man and woman can be married, we feel as though that if a wife take a detour and be a partaker of infidelity while she's married, we would still classify the woman as a good wife. And that brother was offended by that. You dig what I'm saying? But we do the same thing for the brothers. You dig what I mean? Just because a brother is he's on his marriage journey. And on this journey, I don't know, he may slip and fall, and he may fall into a piece of pussy somewhere. I don't know. You know what I mean? Just because he does that, we don't call that brother a horrible husband. You dig what I'm saying? The reason why we don't do it is because we look at our people from the eyes of our true nature. So we understand that the original man and woman and the hills of North America and the territory that we call the United States, we know that they're born with freedom, justice, and equality. They're born with a righteous nature, right? And they're born to live and to walk on a right-handed path. Not left-handed path, a right-handed path. Now, we are underneath the jurisdiction of a man that operates on a left-handed path. You dig? He does that. But that's just not our nature. You dig? So, let me say it this way. You know, there's a brother named Malcolm Gladwell, right? And he's an excellent author. He has a quote that we use often, and it's a mastery quote. And he says that if you do something for 10,000 hours, you will be a master at this art, this craft, you know, that you love. When he used, you know, the 10,000 hours, he just used that as a mark. He wasn't actually saying that if you like, you 6,000 hours in, you like, yo, if I get 4,000 more hours, I'll be blase, blase. He wasn't saying it like that. He like, yo, if you got a passion, you know what I'm saying, and you're just working on a craft for 10,000 hours or a skill or art, you will master it after doing it about 10,000 hours. You will master it. Okay. Now, let's just go back to a time and a place in this country where our people were living underneath the physical thumb of captivity. You dig? Sometimes we just say, well, you know, our people been slaves in this country for, we say, 300 years. And then some of us say 400 years. But here we say over 3 million hours. Over 3 million hours. Our people was in physical slavery. And even though we stand at the position that while people are still in captivity, this first 300 to 400 years acted as a seasoning process to make a nigga and to make a bed wench. Now you're free. Yeah, you're free. You're free to do what? You're free to wake up every day to make your master rich willingly. You do it willingly now. But it took 200 to 400 years to get you that way. It took over 3 million hours to get you this way. Alright? If you can, beloved, I just want you to just to walk. We just shooting a bubble. If you can, for just a moment, I just want you guys just to walk with me, right? Because I don't want to offend nobody by saying that, you know, your wife is still a good wife, even though she is involved in infidelity. Your husband's still a good husband. you know, I understand that we have a man of spear crowd. And I understand that it's cool to talk about black women that'll make you viral. Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? The algorithm is all for that. I get it. What would make a black woman, though, in America come to Walmart half naked? What would make our women keep themselves always being half naked on Instagram? Always being half naked on Twitter. It's cool. What would make our women be so promiscuous? They love the nightclubs. They love the disco. What would make our women be cool with songs? They got a good beat, but it's degrading our sisters, though. You know what I'm saying? Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Boom, boom, boom. Nice, good bass line. Good, you know what I'm saying? And Luke saying, hey, pop that pussy. Hey, pop that pussy, baby. But what would make our sisters boogie woogie to that? In my estimate, beloved, the black man and black woman has been destroyed in America. And you're just kind of looking at the ruins of our people. That's all. You know how you see like a war-torn place, and you're just looking at the ruins of what it was, it once was. You still kind of see the physical presence, but you're like, damn, you know, they didn't tore the buildings down. The buildings all fucked up. It's rich powder all over the place. It's concrete splattered. It's a ruin. But it was great at one time, but it's just a ruin now. When you see the original man and original woman in this country, it's just a ruin. And nobody's coming to help build us back up. Nobody's coming. I know a lot of you niggas is looking in the sky for something to come. Brother, you was on that plantation for over 3 million hours and nobody came then. Beloved, nobody's coming now.
Message!
This is why we are called black, right? I'm talking about classification black, not black meaning original. I mean, black classification, Hispanic, Latino, Hebrew, Indian, Creole, Muluto, all these misnomers. Our people been ruined. And we've been ruined by the devil, which is our open enemy, right? So we say that very often. Hey, man, you know, the white man is the devil. He's your adversary. Not the old so-called white man from back in the day. I'm like, no, the Larry. When you see Larry and Bob, you know what I'm saying? When you see Jonathan, by nature, he's your enemy. So we're just teetering around behavioral genetics. We say, hey, beloved, these folks got a temperament that is genetically influenced. This is your open enemy. He's going to always be this way. No matter where he goes on the planet, he's going to do the same old shit he always have done. Okay. Our people are living underneath his jurisdiction. Right? Okay, so if we have spent over 3 million hours in a seasoning process just as men, we're going to talk about our sisters in a minute, but just as men, right? Well, all you had to do was just fuck and have children. And Master Johnson's plantation is going to be responsible for your children. What do you think psychologically that's going to make you be 300-400 years from then? If that's your... Because this shit is... It's a seasoning process. You just didn't wake up and your people just fucked up fathers. And no, it's some shit going on now. You spent over 3 million... It only take 10,000 hours to be an expert. Right? You're not who you originally was. That's why you're black. This is why you're Hispanic, you're Latino. You're Chicano. You're a nigga now. But before all of that, because you're some Indian shit. Yeah, that's weak. Them folks didn't call themselves Indian. You talking about the original people of the planet. Just nigga now. You're just a nigga now. Because whatever you once was, you're not that anymore. Whatever language you once spoke. No, nigga, you speak Spanish and English now. Whatever spirituality system that you had in this land, well, you don't got it no more. You got whatever he got. You just got what he got. So you're just a ruin of yourself. But let's go back to your responsibility as a man. You didn't have any because you wasn't a man. You spent 3 million hours as a male. There's only one man on the plantation, and that's the devil. That's why he called you boy. See, you're a boy and he's the man. He said, come here. You 50, 60 years old. He said, come here, boy. And he put you in that trick bag. Don't you know, beloved, that a 40 and 50 year old original man had to talk to a 5 and 6 year old cracker that was a male and say yes, sir, to him? That's the game that they put us in. All right. So your position was just working, fucking, having children for Master Jones' benefit, because it's the plantation. The plantation became the city. The city became the state. States became the nation. So at the lowest level of plantation life, what was your life? You just was a nigga. Just fucking have babies, bro. It's not your responsibility to take care of any of these children. It's not. Just fucking have babies. You don't think that that's going to seep down in your psychology after a while? Okay, now after 1865, the Emancipation Proclamation, and you finna get you some freedom. How you gonna be a good father? How do you, what you know? Now there's a space in that history where, because you was isolated, see, you felt real separation, real segregation, and in that separation, segregation, because we tell y'all often, we say, shit, your only salvation is separation. This is when you became the best version of yourself after getting off this first level of seasoning process, and you begin to marry and put your family back together. And wait, you know, he fucked that up for you. He gave you integration to fuck that up, because in integration you was at your worst. See, let me tell you something. See, the trick bag that he put y'all in, when he separated from you, you start doing well. So to make sure you wasn't doing well, he just got back around you. Because when he got to this country, there was no such thing as a white community. You stayed in the back quarters. You stayed in the quarters. You stayed in the front. Y'all always stayed. Listen, our people and the devil always stayed in the same neighborhood. When he got away from you, you started doing well. He got back around you. You fucked up all over again. Maybe that's a different story for a different day. I just want to talk about your position as a male on the plantation. Just fuck, have babies, and don't take care of no children. You can get a wife. He can come up, Master Jones, wake up one day and sell that wife. Now you got a new wife. You can have kids by her. He can wake up and sell her one day. Now you, so you're just a nigga. Now the thing about our people is, we fully understand this is the destruction of the male, but we act like we do not understand that our sisters were destroyed too. We act like we don't get that part. She spent 3 million fucking plus hours as a bed wench, bro. 3 million hours as a whore, bro. As a bed warmer, bro. You don't think that's going to have anything in her psychology, her chromosomes, her genetics in 2020, after her people spent 3 fucking million plus hours, or her gender specifically, just fucking and having kids and that's it? You don't think so, bro? The manosphere ain't going to tell you that. They're going to give you 30,000 fucking cheat videos. Okay, when was it beneficial for the black woman in this country to not be promiscuous? Just give me the dates on that. What century? Just tell me. I don't know. Just let. What century was it beneficial for the black woman in this country to not be promiscuous? What century? Because as far as we know, when the devil was here, underneath his jurisdiction, it was in her best benefit and the black male's benefit to just stay promiscuous. Because the cracker didn't want to, he didn't want to go down to the hook nose. The small hat ran the auction block. Goldstein always ran that shit. Goldstein, Goldberg, right? This pole cracker, he didn't want to keep going down there and spending $1,000 on another buck, $1,200 on another bed wench. He didn't want to keep buying wenches. He's like, it's easy to put these niggas on the plantation, let them breed. So he instilled in our forefathers to stay promiscuous. Don't it looks like, can't you, unless you blind, right? And I'm talking about mentally blind. Can't you see that our people is hypersexual? We involve sex in everything. It's not a good night at the club unless we fuck something. It's not a good vacation unless we fuck something. It's not a good nothing unless we fuck something. Well, you just think you just woke up with this mentality? This is why in our last conversation, I used a location in Swaziland, a tribe in Swaziland, to say, how could it be that all the women walk around naked? You know what I'm saying? They have a virgin ceremony, and it's like, it's hundreds of thousands of shorties out there that's virgins, and it's cool. And the men are out there, they're not thirsty, they're not trying to pick. because they got their customs and courtesies and traditions, and this shit been going on for centuries. But not you. Being promiscuous have always been your place here. Always been your place here. Not keeping yourself. You don't get nothing in America. A black woman? She never got nothing for keeping herself here. Being a hoe. She got paid for being a hoe here. And I mean, that's on the books. Some of the first black female millionaires came from brothels. They were whores, bro. That's how they got paid here. Pimps came later. Let me say how. Let me make a pivot and say this. You know, the women were pimping themselves first. It was a madam over the brothel. And they were selling themselves to crackers. And they were making money. And they were buying property. They were buying a lot of real estate. And they had no pimp. It was the black man that weaseled his way into that union. And he became the pimp. Now, check it out now. He ain't in there sucking no dick. He ain't giving no hand job, but he gonna control all the money. And the women kept hoeing, and instead of real estate being bought, some gold was being bought, some fancy cars and some carriages and shit was being bought. They weren't buying on real estate no more. The nigga didn't got the money. Different story for a different day. All I'm saying is, see, they took our original nature and fucked it up and made us something that we're not. That residue is not gonna go away. That American residue is not going to go away. We didn't have no therapy. Anytime you got a so-called, man, this is a, if you start naming quote-unquote black leaders, what did the black leaders fight against? They just spent their time and spent their wheels fighting against crackers, not necessarily isolating us and building us up. So it's almost as if, beloved, when you get your first wife, you have to get a real skill set in this country, because this is a hyper sexualized race, because we spent 3 fucking million hours plus being nothing but sex partners. This parenting thing is new. This marriage thing is new. This forgiveness thing is new. We don't really have the skill set. We got to develop the skill set. We need a ton of therapy. Not European eyes therapy. Just sitting around mom and daddy and just listen. And we still listen to hurt people when we listen to them. But what we do know is that this is nation building time. And nobody's coming to save us. Nobody is popping out of the sky to save us.
Message!
Nah. The Manosphere community, it's so much about black women cheating, brown women cheating, and we just skip over the 3 million hours. So we're dealing with sisters that, man, it's a big self-esteem issue, but okay, I get it. She came out of the plantation. It's down in her psychology. You a black bitch. Your black skin make you ugly. Your brown skin make you ugly. You got this fucking nappy ass hair. These big ass lips, this wide ass nose, and you've been told that for 3 fucking million hours. Okay, so if I see my sister go get some weave and shit, you don't think I get it? She's been processed and seasoned to believe that she got this big ass. So when we see Lil Kim from the hood, the first thing she do is get some money and she go get a nose job. And LaToya Jackson them go get a nose job. All these folks get nose jobs and shit like that. They said Nicki got a nose job. You don't think that this 3 million hours have any kind of effect? Because we can see the effect that it got on niggas. And that's why we see niggas that ain't the best fathers. Like, we get like, nigga, you spent 3 million hours, you ain't had to be a father. All you had to do is fucking have kids. And you have to kind of graduate out of that stage. You got to come out from amongst them. You can't be around them. You gotta get from underneath them. If you get some isolation, you'll be righteous. We just gotta get you away from the devil. Let's just get you off the left-hand path, put you on the right-hand path. That's not, you know. but we understand, my nigga, you was, yeah, you spent 3 million hours doing that, just having kids, and you never had to sit at the table. See, on that PlayStation, beloved, you had to sit at the table and think about your children's inheritance. They're not even your kids. You birthed them, but these kids belong to Master Johnson, Master Smith, Master Williams. You just got to have them. Mama just got to have them. The kids belong to the plantation. They the plantation's benefit. They're the city's benefit. They're the state benefit. They're the nation's benefit. You just got to be promiscuous. Because your cheap ass master don't want to keep buying slaves. He going to let y'all niggas breed. It's his benefit that you're promiscuous. Okay, that just doesn't go away. So we have to show our women a little bit more grace. Our women got to show the men a little bit more grace. Because we were raised to be hypersexual niggas. I don't see why we can't get that. But you got these podcasters in this manosphere space. They're making money highlighting what's wrong with the system. But he's not going to tell you the origin of that. Because the hook knows, the Jaime pays him. The Jaime pay, the algorithm goes up when you talk about black women. So he can talk about black women, but he won't talk about the reason why our sisters is like that, because these niggas are scared of strikes and they scared their channel gonna get took. These crackers pay them. Hey, let me say it this way. Let me say it this way. You know that when you boss up on some shit, right? You know that in combat, there's two type of targets. There's a soft target and a hard target. We're talking about combat. A hard target is when one military got to attack another military. So he just can't run in and do that shit. He got to do some, he got to do his investigation, his legwork. He got to do some surveillance. He got to know what he's dealing with. But a soft target is like a military outfit attacking a school, a hospital. It's not a place that's really not made for combat. You dig? It's like it's a soft target. It's like it's some whole shit. In the hood, we call it whole shit. But this is what they call it. Okay. See, the Manosphere bunch ain't gonna never run down no Jaimes. They real respectful. They may say nigga, but they won't say cracker and Jaime and hook nose and guinea, and they don't go that far because they were see, they get paid for running down their own people. They don't get paid for running down the enemy. They're in fear of running down the enemy. You dig what I'm saying? But the easiest target is the system. So if we are watching black women, they're getting weaves. It's easy to just say, well, look at this. We can joan on them. But it's harder to say, damn, the devil fucked our women up. That crack ain't worth a fuck. Blase, blase. We damn sure had to separate from this. See, it's easy to just talk about Shamika. When Shamika is involved in infidelity, and what would make you just go and get on the fucking table and twerk and all this old kind of shit, and we just look at them and be like, man, our women acting crazy. We can't see that, man. It was a deep 3 million hour psychological play that was put into the destruction of this gender, of our women. We don't look at it like that. We know it's true, but it's easier just for me to take the clip of the chick just getting caught busted, sleeping around, or twerking somewhere, or doing something crazy, and making a video about that, because that's a soft target. Beloved, we got to get away from soft targets. That sister that we, that's not our enemy. She ain't our enemy. This is why I go back and I use those women in Swaziland as an example. See, when you off to yourself, ain't no crackers around. I always want our people to see the photos of original people from the Americas, North or South or Central, and the Asian world in Africa. And I always say, beloved, make sure you pay close attention to how they dress. When you look at the Aboriginal Australians, pardon me, pay close attention to how they, because they are fucking half naked everywhere. Our people have always been half naked, and ain't nobody raping nobody. Ain't a bunch of kids all over the place. Ain't a bunch of, because they're righteous by nature. It's only when you around the European. It's only when you're underneath his jurisdiction, you're at your worst. You can't just see that. You are at your worst. So you got to say, damn, it's not her. It's not even him. You start to look, oh man, it's him. It's goddamn, it's him. It's him. He promotes anything that has filth. He promotes it. He promotes it. You know what he did? He made black exploitation films. And he glorified the pimp. He glorified the pimp on camera. And then in the judicial system, he put strict penalties for being the pimp. So he sold you the pimp lifestyle, and then he, in the back room, he toughened the laws for that. He was killing two birds with one stone. He wanted to take back the view, the image of the black woman. He was tearing her down, right? Black exploitation films. Okay. Then he dropped all kind of drugs, from heroin to crack, in your village, which is an attack on a black woman, right? The black mother. And then while he was dropping the chemicals, the biological warfare in your village, he went back on the big screen and he funded all this Scarface and New Jack City, and he funded all this Menace to Society shit. And while he played up the drugs over here, he went back to his judicial system and he made the law strict over here. And what you can't see is, well, all of this is just an attack on the family. Everything's an attack on the family. Now he's finna push some transgender kind of shit, you know, some same sex kind of stuff going on. And the woman can go get some surgery, and she can be a man, and a man can go get some surgery and be a woman. And no matter if that's a deviation or dysfunction, he doesn't care, because he's willing to make money off your dysfunction, because that's how he kind of make his money off original people. He keep us dysfunctional, and he just makes the money off our dysfunction, right? Our only salvation is separating from him and putting our family back together. But I'm giving you the heads up. If you pick a spouse from the hells of North America and the territory that we call the United States, they're going to have some kind of residue on them from this country. And you're going to have to equip yourself with the skill set to be able to deal with that. You have to. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, being a whore in this nation is okay. He promotes the whores. I mean, he's the devil. I mean, he's going to do what he's doing. It's his nature. But he's going to promote the murderers and the whores and the thieves here, because that's how this country is built on wickedness. And being righteous is going to be a struggle. And being married is a real skill set, and you're going to have to perform therapy on each other. And in our estimate, you know, in this journey that you have as a married couple, you got to be willing to take everything that you learn about forgiveness, and instead of applying it so much to your enemy, you're going to have to apply it to each other. Because the biggest battle you're going to have is a daily battle. The war is one thing, right? You're at war, but this battle is over your mind. It is over your mind. You and your spouse are going to have a battle over your mind. He's pumping low vibration frequencies into the village on a daily basis, and it's just the war is over your mind. So we just want you to be strong in battle, beloved. We're going to leave it there. because he on his way out. He is on his way out. And it's nation building time for us. We must, beloved, give ourselves the grace and the forgiveness and the love and the therapy that is necessary so we can keep our families together. But we won't have a strong family unless we got a strong woman. We can't have strong women unless we have strong men. We must help ourselves become the greatest version of ourselves. Right? Do we agree on that? Peace and black power to your family. Yes. Beloved, we thank you so much for listening and hanging out. Beloved, this is indeed your brother, Big VJ. Real Black Content Forum Podcast. Beloved, I'm getting with you guys later. Peace, beloved. Peace and more peace, beloved.
This is Katie and Ellen. I hope they'll be to your liking.
Suit me fine.
Good night, then.
Thank you. Good night.
You a virgin?
Listen, Ain, huh, Katie? Cause Nam, you take the virgin. I don't care for hard work.
Cousin Charles, what the hell you doing kissing on the mouth? What are you doing that for?
It makes a man feel good. She likes it too. Don't you, pretty wench?
Yes, master.
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.